With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Police estimate 75,000 people showed up for last night's Trump rally at New York's Madison Square Garden. The maximum seating, roughly 20,000. The packed house not lost on Mr. Trump, who likened it to a homecoming.
And then we have all of the people that could fill it up 10 times. You take a look at outside what's going on all the way down to the river, the beautiful, beautiful Hudson River.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York.
Trump filled Madison Square Garden to capacity as he made the closing argument of his third presidential campaign.
With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country, and I will bring back the American dream.
The rally featured Trump's familiar stump speech. He promised to restore law and order, to carry out a massive deportation of illegal migrants, and he called Vice President Harris a train wreck. Greg Clugston, New York.
Democrat presidential candidate Harris suggesting that Mr. Trump is divisive to the extreme.
We're all in this together. I think there's been many years in this so-called Trump era. It's been about trying to have people point their fingers at each other and divide people and make people feel small.
Harris hoping to energize the base during a stop in Philadelphia, among other things, talking about what she'd like to do for Puerto Rico. Also at SRNnews.com, NATO says it's confirmed the presence of North Korean troops in Russia, sent there to join Russian forces in Ukraine, with some of the North Koreans already deployed. Ukrainian intelligence says some North Korean units have been seen in Kursk. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures suggest a higher open later on. The Dow futures up 177 points. This is SRN News. Men are displacing women in sports.
According to a new report from the United Nations, women have lost nearly 900 medals to males competing against them under rules that accommodate transgender athletes. A growing number of female competitors are also suffering significant injuries while playing against men, especially in combat sports such as boxing. Several international sports governing bodies are beginning to place restrictions on men seeking to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has permanently blocked enforcement of Ohio's ban on virtually all abortions. Hamilton County Judge Christian Jenkins, citing voters' approval last November of Issue 1, which created a constitutional right for people to make their own reproductive decisions. Republican Attorney General Dave Yost acknowledged that the restriction on most abortions once cardiac activity has been detected was in jeopardy after approval of the amendment. This is SRN News. McDonald's plans to start selling quarter pounders again in the coming week following an outbreak of E. coli.
McDonald's says testing ruled out beef patties as the source of an E. coli outbreak tied to the quarter pounder. One person was killed and at least 75 others in 13 states were sickened. 22 of them had to be hospitalized. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration believes that slivered onions from a single supplier are the likely source of the contamination. McDonald's says when it resumes selling the quarter pounder this week, it will be without the slivered onions. I'm Donna Water.
Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani set to play for the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 3 of the World Series at Yankee Stadium tonight, despite a partially dislocated left shoulder. That's according to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. Roberts says, "I just don't see him not playing Game 3. More details at SRNnews.com.